USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A man wearing a fake explosive vest stabbed several people in London, killing two in what police are treating as a terrorist attack before being tackled by members of the public and then fatally shot by officers on the London Bridge. Police said the attacker was Usman Khan, a 28-year-old who was released on probation last year after serving 6 years for other terrorism offenses. Metropolitan Police Chief Cressida Dick said two stabbing victims had died and three injured people are in serious condition in hospitals after the attack, which unfolded just yards from the site of a deadly 2017 van and knife rampage. Police said Khan was convicted in 2012 of terrorism offenses and released in December 2018 on license, which means he had to meet certain conditions or face recall to prison. He was wearing an electronic ankle bracelet. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Yoshiro Nakasone, a giant of his country's post-World War II politics, who pushed for a more assertive Japan while strengthening his military ties with the United States, has died. He was 101 years old. As a World War II Navy officer, Nakasone witnessed the depths of his country's utter defeat and devastation. 4 decades later, he presided over Japan in the 80s at the pinnacle of its economic success. Black Friday enthusiasts woke up before dawn and traveled cross-state to their favorite malls in search of hot deals, kicking off a shortened shopping season that intensified the scramble between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But the ever-growing popularity of online shopping and holiday discounts that started weeks earlier lightened the frenzy. This year, more people got a head start on gift hunting, lured by deals from retailers trying to compensate for the shorter season. The shopping season this year is the shortest since 2013 because Thanksgiving fell on the last Thursday in November, the latest possible date it could be. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Here's a timely report from USA Radio's Chris Barnes as you enjoy your Thanksgiving leftovers.
It may be difficult to impossible to find someone in your realm who doesn't like Thanksgiving leftovers, but the trick is making sure those leftovers don't make people sick. Even though Thanksgiving's passed, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is reminding us again that you needed to have started by storing leftovers within 2 hours of when they came out of the oven or off the stove. Well, that ship may have sailed by this point. A recent study by the USDA found two-thirds of people surveyed say they let leftovers cool to room temperature before they put them in the fridge. Ag department experts say that could end up actually making the food unsafe, so the leftovers should go into the fridge or freezer as quickly as possible. More tips available on the USDA website. If you didn't live by those tips, good luck with those leftovers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Stocks fell broadly on Wall Street following a shortened trading session a day after the Thanksgiving holiday that left the market slightly below the record highs. Technology, healthcare, and industrial stocks accounted for a big slice of the selling. Several big retailers also dragged the market lower as traders watched for signs that Black Friday got off to a strong start. Even with the pullback, the S&P 500 notched its seventh weekly gain in 8 weeks. The three major stock indexes have notched multiple record highs in recent weeks that helped drive their gains in the month of November. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.